What we like to tell people is we live in a desert. We only get about 13 inches of rainfall per year. But what we have done as groundwater managers here in Orange County is we have helped develop a reliable source of water for our groundwater basin. And we've done that by embracing recycled water and using that as a major source of supply for the groundwater basin.
How does this technology work? Take me through the process. So if I'm in Orange County and I flush a toilet, what happens to that water?
Well, any water that comes out of the household, whether it's from the toilet or the sink or the shower or the washing machine, goes into the sewer system. That water then goes to the Orange County Sanitation District, which is a different agency other than ours. And what it does is it takes that and runs it through conventional wastewater treatment. So it goes through a primary treatment and then through a secondary biological treatment, whereby it's clean enough at that point to discharge into the ocean. However, rather than discharging it into the ocean, what we do is we take that water and we recycle it or reuse it. We take that highly treated wastewater and then run it through an advanced purification system consisting of microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and UV light with hydrogen peroxide. By the time the water has gone through our advanced purification process, it's of near distilled quality. And then what we do is we take that near distilled quality water and we put it back into the groundwater basin where it becomes a source of potable supply.
How much water is contributed to the county's drinking water supply through this method? And what percentage of residents would you say does that serve?
Sure, that's a great question. Our facility produces 70 million gallons per day. And that's enough water for nearly 600,000 people. Our service area here in central and northern Orange County is 2.4 million. So we're able to provide currently about 20% of the water supply to the groundwater basin and to our service area on a continual basis.
I would have to imagine there's been pushback to this. What's been the biggest hurdle to overcome?
You know, we haven't had any opposition, Tristan. What's interesting is when we first started the project back in the late 90s, one of the first things we did was involve ourselves in a public outreach program. And what we did is we told people exactly what it is that we were going to do. We were very upfront and transparent about it. About the same time we were kicking off, San Diego was trying to implement a project, and it got shut down by public opposition. They used the term toilet to tap and did quite a bit of media and turned the people against the project. However, through our education, being able to go to our elected officials and tell them why it was important, there was a need for the project, what the technology was that we were using, we were able to convince them that this is something that we really needed to do. And we not only went to the elected officials, but we also went out to the environmental community, surf riders, coast keepers, to the health and medical community, all the various service organizations, whether it was Kiwanis or any of those types, the various chambers of commerce. And over a 10-year period, gave over 1,200 presentations and really educated people such that they understood the project, and that led to no active opposition.
Of the tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of wastewater treatment facilities in the U.S., how many are doing something like you are in Orange County?
Only a handful. But what we're seeing is more and more people look towards utilizing this advanced technology to develop similar type projects. We call them indirect potable reuse projects, or IPR. And those types of projects, you put the water into an environmental buffer, which is either a groundwater basin or a surface water reservoir. And in fact, San Diego is resurrecting their project, and they've had a successful demonstration project operate for over a year. The public is much more accepting in San Diego. I think part of that has to do with the fact that we've been operating our facility for almost 7 years now. We went online in January 2008. We've had those people up here. They've looked at what we've done. There's been some lessons learned that have helped them out. City of LA is also looking at similar project. And most recently, up in the Bay Area, the Santa Clara Valley Water District put a 10 million gallon facility online.
The UN estimates that nearly 50% of the world's population will suffer from water scarcity by 2030. Do you think technology like that being used by you guys in Orange County could represent a model solution for this global problem?
I really do. I think that it could. I think in the future, certainly the technology is there. It's a matter of perhaps designing some sort of package treatment system whereby you could utilize a small package system that would treat the wastewater and then run it through the advanced purification process and come out with purified water that then could be used for potable consumption.